and it's time for some business news. Every Monday at this time, we focus on the business of technology. Today, we'll look at some technology that'll be used in Iraq. U.S. forces want to keep track of civilians in Fallujah, and as they let people back into that battle-torn city, the military plans to verify their identities with software that recognizes their eyes. That's one kind of biometric technology. Iris recognition, face recognition, and fingerprint recognition, among other things, add up to a rapidly growing business sector. Maxine Most works with tech firms at Acuity Market Intelligence in Colorado. She's been watching the development of iris recognition technology.
Basically, they're small cameras that take a digital image of your iris. And then there's a mathematical algorithm that transforms that into some numbers that are stored in a database.
Is this as reliable as a fingerprint?
Actually, iris recognition is more reliable than fingerprints. The uniqueness of irises exceeds the uniqueness of fingerprints.
I am thinking of the movie Minority Report.
Right, everybody does.
Dad, we are now in position and ready to begin thermal scan on all residences on North Powell.
Scan it. Keep your eyes open. Stay still. Stay still, baby. Open your eyes.
Okay. Tom Cruise runs around in a world where where eye recognition software is used everywhere, and in fact the cameras are ubiquitous.
Well, I believe the technology will become ubiquitous, but I don't believe it will be used that way. And I also, in order to capture someone's iris, you do need a controlled environment. So it's science fiction fantasy. It's not yet reality, and I don't necessarily see it going in that direction.
Did it surprise you to learn that the military may be planning to use this technology in a war zone?
No, because the military has been using the technology in Iraq. They've used it in Guantanamo Bay. There was actually a deployment at the Pakistan-Afghani border to repatriate Afghanis coming back after the war there. And they were handing out refugee packs. And as the refugees came back, they took a picture of their iris, and they had a database of irises. They checked it against the database and said, has this person passed through the line before?
They wanted to make sure that people didn't double up on their assistance.
Exactly.
Are corporations interested in this technology?
Oh, yeah. Particularly now because of the rampant attacks on corporations and people being very concerned about being able to control the data inside an enterprise. It's being used for access control, in other words, to gain access to a building or to a secure area in a facility. As biometrics become more and more prevalent, I think what we're going to see is applications where we would have multiple biometrics. So you might have facial recognition and a fingerprint. You might have finger scan and voice recognition so that you increase the likelihood that this person is who they say they are.
So will private companies end up being the biggest users of this technology?
I believe someday every financial transaction, whether it's an ATM or a point of sale, will be authenticated by biometrics.
Should we as citizens be worried about this?
Worried is kind of a strong word. I think we need to be interested and engaged in the process of the development of this technology. And what we really need to think about is, how should this information be managed? How do you protect it? Who has authorization to access it?
We've been talking to Maxine Most. She's a principal at Acuity Market Intelligence, which is a market research and consulting firm. Thanks very much.
Thank you.